Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Tesvav Sanhedrin 15. Back in our Mishnah on Beis Amidalaf at the beginning of our chapter, our Mishnah taught us that if there's an ox that gores a person and puts this person to death, then we say this is an ox that itself is put to death, and it's called a Shor HaNiskal. And the Mishnah tells us that that ox is judged before a court of 23 people. There needs to be 23 judging the ox in order to assume that it is worthy of being put to death. So on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara raises another question, and the Gemara says, Shor Sinai Bekama. Let's say you have an ox that went on Mount Sinai. How many are required to judge this ox in order to put it to death? Why would we put an ox to death if it goes on Mount Sinai? Because the verse tells us in Exodus 19, verse 13, Lo Siga Boyad, that when Moshe was on Mount Sinai, a person is not allowed to touch the mountain or go on the mountain. Kisako yisakel, you'll be stoned, and the oyaro yara, and the verse continues, im behema im ish lo yechye, whether you're a person or an animal, you will not live. Bimshoch hayovel hema yahu bahar, that the only time the people and the animals were allowed to go back to Mount Sinai and ascend Mount Sinai was after the shofar blasted, meaning what, as long as Moshe was on Mount Sinai speaking with God and the divine presence was there, there was a prohibition from the Torah for an ox to go on Mount Sinai and also for a human being to go on Mount Sinai. So the Gemara's question is, if this ox went on Mount Sinai, what would be the law? How would it have been judged? Would it have been judged before a court of 23 or not? Like in our case, if an ox scores, it's judged in front of a court of 23. So says the Gemara, the question basically is, Mi Gamar Sha'ami Doros Olo. Do we learn out the law of Mount Sinai from the law that is for an ox for future generations? We know that for all generations, if an ox scores, it's judged before 23. So too in this case, if an ox went on Mount Sinai and it's therefore worthy to be killed, it also needs a court of 23. Or perhaps do we say it is not judged in the same manner? Olo. And so Rashi explains that the basic understanding of our Gemara must be that Yisro, who came and set up a court system, didn't only set up a monetary court system, he must have also set up a system of capital punishments. And so therefore, these small Sanhedrins, these mini Sanhedrins, must have been established by Yisro before Moses went on Mount Sinai. So the Aruch HaNer asks about that question, because we know, first of all, it's a dispute whether or not the passage of Yisro came before Sinai, or really Yisro came after Mount Sinai. But even if it was the approach that says that Yisro came before Mount Sinai, Rashi himself on the Torah writes that Yisro actually did not set up the courts until after Yom Kippur. So that's a question that the Aruch HaNer raises. But a more basic question that the Rishonim wonder about is, why is this even necessary? Because the Gemara gave an answer to this question. The Gemara says, Rami Bar Yechezkel taught in the Braisa, Im Behema Im Ish Lo Yechyeh, Ma Ish Be'Esr Mishlosha, Af Behema Be'Esr Mishlosha, that we require 23 judges in order to execute the ox for going on Mount Sinai, because we compare an ox to a man. And so the Rishonim are very bothered by this. Why do we need to know what happened? First of all, if an ox went on Mount Sinai, we don't even know. And so we're asking a question about a history, which we don't even know if it actually happened. Then why do we even care? We don't have Mount Sinai. We don't have God giving us the Torah on Mount Sinai anymore, so it's not relevant. So there are a lot of different answers to this question. And some of the Rishonim suggest that basically we're just trying to understand the verses. And in general, there is an obligation upon ourselves to understand what do the verses mean. And so therefore, we want to basically understand what was our Holy Torah saying. But this itself is difficult, because even though sometimes we want to understand what happened, that's where the verses themselves are difficult. And we want to understand the simple basic understanding of the pshat of the verses. But here, the basic understanding of the verses is not difficult. We just want to know if an ox actually did this, what would have been the case. So So that's a question that people raise about that approach. Another suggestion is that is from Tosos, and Tosos says that the Gemara's basic question is a fundamental question. Do we learn out what happened in that period, in the period of the giving of the Torah, from future generations? Are the two cases comparable? And so that's a fundamental point. Are we able to learn out between generations the similar law? That's Tosos's and Chagiga's answer to this question. The Meiri gives a different suggestion. The Meiri actually gives two answers. And the first answer of the Meiri is because there's a practical difference. If somebody says, I'm going to give a vow, that he makes a vow that I'm going to clothe the number of poor people that corresponds to the number of judges that judge an ox for going on Mount Sinai. This sounds like a little far-fetched explanation, but that's what the Holy Meiri says. So if we know that there were 23 judges, then we would know that we would need to clothe 23 people. The Meiri gives another answer, which is more complicated, and that is, he says that this answer is to tell us that even if there would be an ox today that would go into a holy place, like, for example, on the Temple Mount into the Holy of Holies today, then we would say that indeed the ox should be killed. So this is itself a very radical explanation, because this is actually relevant today, that the prohibition was not only at Sinai, but the prohibition is in any holy place. And so therefore we would need to know that if an animal would go into the Holy of Holies on the Temple Mount today, so some would say that that animal is worthy of death. So that's an answer that many commentaries subsequent to the Meiri debate and discuss. A final answer that we'll share is that of the Tashbatz, who says that no, it's just a basic idea to understand the mitzvos of the Torah in as much depth as possible. And this was a mitzvah of the Torah, and so it's our obligation to understand it with all of its depth and beauty.